T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, it's really something when you stop to think about the history of coaching in the great state of Kansas, and when you stop to consider names like Adolph Rupp and Dean Smith, Ralph Miller and Bill Guthridge, Lon Kruger, all the names just keep rolling, that Eddie Sutton fits in so nicely with all of them is a great tip of the hat to his career, as at times uneasy as it was. But man, Eddie Sutton left us as one of the most revered coaches in college basketball history, and loved at the very least. And I think that in the aftermath of his passing, if you haven't come away with that, how much guys just loved him, then you've really kind of missed the boat on a guy like Eddie Sutton.
Yeah. Born in Buckland, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from Buckland High School in 1954. Enrolled at what was then Oklahoma A&M. Played guard from 55-58 under Henry Iba. Junior season led Oklahoma A&M in free throw percentage. 84.3%. Didn't he once say, once upon a time, let's see, Henry Iba recruited him out of high school, Tex Winter recruited him, and I feel like there were two other future Hall of Fame coaches were recruiting him out of Buckland, Kansas. But anyway, went on to a probably a more polished, more famous coaching career that started at least in college at the College of Southern Idaho. He was there for
right
3 years, and then it was Creighton first, former Valley foe of Wichita State. This was the 69-70 season through 73-74. So he didn't stay there very long. He was there 5 years and went on to Arkansas. And, you know, I was going to ask you if you had to wear a hat to the Basketball Hall of Fame like you do the Baseball Hall of Fame, which hat would he wear? But it's really not all that close. It's kind of sort of close. I mean, the Oklahoma State is the answer because he was there a lot longer than I thought he was. But I thought his time at Arkansas also shouldn't have gone unnoticed, because that propelled him to Kentucky, which was an absolute legendary job. And Eddie Sutton took the Razorbacks to the NCAA tournament every year from 76-77 to the time he left in 84-85. And made it to the Final Four in his fourth year at Arkansas.
Yeah, and coached great players all along the way. Was a tremendous recruiter. Was a tremendous coach. And from Scott Hastings to Rex Chapman to Doug Gottlieb to those who played for him at various stops, the lauding of him as a teacher of the game is the really consistent theme that you get. By the way, Scott Hastings, who played for him at Arkansas, recent member into the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and he was effusive chatting about Coach Sutton and the effect that he had on him. But I think everyone felt that way, that he just had a tremendous ability to coach the game and to relate experiences and to make and all you get. I mean, he was 90-40 at Kentucky, won two SEC titles, and even though he went out in a bad way there, as part of an NCAA controversy, which, by the way, he was never named in. There were 18 charges leveled at Kentucky, all dating back to, I think it was an assistant coach, Dwayne Casey, in the Chris Mills situation, and money, like $1,000.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember the whole story, but I remember it enough. But and he left for the betterment of the program and then ended up at Oklahoma State, where unfortunately he ended up leaving after a drunk driving charge. But he just – his career was just so wonderful in the lives that he affected. And when you stop to think of it, Shane, he took that College of Idaho team all the way to a junior college. That was a big junior college stronghold. Mm-hmm. And then he took four teams to the NCAA tournament, and he took three teams to the Final Four. What in the world took him so long to get into the Naismith Hall of Fame? And we've actually had Barry Trammell on, and he talked a lot about the politics involved in that particular group. And I defer to him on that. But I'm glad that at least his family had that before his passing, even though someone else is going to have to accept that award come August or whenever they opt to do the ceremony.
Yeah, and I don't know how much this has to do with the Hall of Fame just being basketball Hall of Fame and not college basketball. Yeah, I think Barry and you and I kicked this around too, that how weird is it that they don't have any designations for – you know, pro, college, high school, whatever. It's just a basketball Hall of Fame. And I don't know that that matters necessarily, but it could when it comes to, you know, people on the ballot and maybe I'm speaking out of school here, maybe they designate there's going to be so many coaches you can vote for or so many former players, so many former men, women. What I don't know if there's a line of demarcation when you're, you know, or given a ballot to say, okay, who's going to be in the college basketball Hall of Fame this year. But whatever it was, maybe will just be a mystery forever what it did actually take Eddie Sutton so long to get there, certainly through no fault of his own because, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. And he actually came out of retirement for part of 1 year to coach at San Francisco at the very end, like 07-08 for like 19 games. But man, nothing but success, no matter how you slice it, at Oklahoma State in the Big 8 and the Big 12. I mean, they went to postseason every year but one that he was there. I mean, it was almost without fail that he was winning games at a tremendously high level. Even the last year that he was there, they went to the NIT and won nearly 71% of his games at Oklahoma State. But Kansas's own Eddie Sutton has died at the age of 84, what was described as due to natural causes. His longtime wife, Patsy, had passed away, I believe, 6 or 7 years prior. And he certainly leaves behind a nice little coaching tree that's right there in his immediate family. Good coaches in their own right, Sean and Scott. So it was a star-crossed career when you get down to it. You brought it up. There was a scandal at Kentucky that he was going to have to either quit or be fired because not only was there some, you know, allegations and investigations, they were also 13-19. And at Kentucky, you know, ask Tubby Smith. Or was Billy Gillespie there for like 5 minutes too? Anyway, Kentucky is not the place to be going 13-19 and having a scandal around. So, and then of course the automobile accident where he said he about prescription medication, also had a bottle of alcohol the night of the incident, had to apologize for that. So it certainly wasn't all smooth sailing for Eddie Sutton, who was a gruff on the exterior, but a father figure to all those players that you just said, you know, Gottlieb and Rex Chapman and others. Even the best of the best talk about how Eddie Sutton was like another father for them, not only in the years that they played under him, but forever, you know, beyond.
You go down the list of players that he helped to produce, and obviously it goes well beyond this, but this will just give you an idea of some of the marquee value of players that he coached. Keonte Roberts, these are players at Oklahoma State. Remember Randy Rutherford, how good he mm-hmm. was?
Yeah.
Big Country, Bryant Reeves, John Lucas, Joey Graham, Tony Allen, Maurice Baker. These are all guys. Desmond Mason. These are all guys at Oklahoma State. Adrian Peterson. And then you go back to his time at Arkansas. You get Ron Brewer and Scott Hastings and Joe Klein, who of course was mm-hmm. a key figure for the Bulls. Well, key, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Marvin Delph was there. Kenny Skywalker at Kentucky.
Yeah.
You know, Rex Chapman, the aforementioned. Sidney Moncrief, U.S. Reed at Arkansas. I mean, my God, Gene Harmon, all the way back to his time at Creighton. So, phew, talking about a lot of really, really good players over the course. And that's how you win better than 800 games in your career.
A bunch of good players. That's
games.
Right.
Yeah. So,
you know, Sean Kemp was signed to go to Kentucky, too.
Sure. Yep.
So.
God, no kidding.
How about
Sean
that?
Sean Kemp.
One of the great high school to NBA players ever to do that, ever to make that jump. He transferred out after signing early in the year that they were being investigated. So if that Eric Manuel thing wasn't a thing, or one of the things, he cheated allegedly on his entrance exam or something like that. Anyway, mm-hmm. if that hadn't surrounded the University of Kentucky at that time, Eddie Sutton would have coached Sean Kemp in college. You talk about Kenny Skywalker. Sean Kemp would have been the second coming.
Isn't that the truth?
Oh, man. So anyway.
Well, it's a fantastic family, and one of the best things that happened to me in the time that I was based out of Tulsa and freelancing was getting to know the Sutton family pretty well. Sean and his family literally lived like four doors down, and Jake used to go over and shoot hoops in there. Yeah, I mean, it was just a totally by pure luck. And then both Scott was the head coach at Oral Roberts at that time, and Sean was on his staff for a couple of years, and that was part of the package that I was doing. And so I got to know those guys pretty well, and Coach Sutton was at a lot of their games, and just was always an incredible gentleman and took time to chat with you and stuff. And so anyway, it was with an inevitability, but some, you know, still the attendant sadness that comes along with it. And obviously my thoughts were with the family in particular, and 'cause they're just such really universally neat people. I like the Sutton family a great deal, so I suffered for their loss.
And a reminder, programming reminder here on KFH, and a reminder of what ran last night. Next week, we'll have the College World Series run of the 89 team for Wichita State starting June 1st. So be listening for that historic audio-wise. And as we wrap up our historic NFL audio, last night we ran Super Bowl I. Of course, it wasn't called that then, but anyway, from the 66 season where the Green Bay Packers played the Kansas City Chiefs. Our programming director, Tony Dusing, according to his records, that game originally aired on KFH via the CBS network in 1967, January of 67. The broadcast last night was the first repeat airing of that game in its entirety on radio over 50 years later. And once again, we were fortunate enough to capture it and play it again. So it was a really good, obviously, piece of audio to listen to in that Packers-Chiefs championship game, which is what it was called at the time. And if you missed it, it's on the podcast. You can find it at kfhradio.com under the historical audio section. So more historical audio coming up on Thursday, the 06 AFC title game between New England and Indianapolis. Speaking of Brady and Manning, you'll get to hear those guys again 14 years ago at 7 o'clock, New England and Indy in the AFC title game. So more historic audio coming your way starting next week. That's the Wichita State baseball run to the national championship in 1989. We'll have Voice of the Shockers Mike Kennedy on hopefully next Monday as a preview to what he was going through and what he thought and saw in that unbelievable team in 1989. So we'll be happy to bring that to you starting on Monday after the drive. All right. When we come back, we need to find out what happened on this day in sports history. A dubious honor for Jose Canseco in the outfield. That happened on this day. A handful of kind of spare part birthdays, to be perfectly honest with you. We've had a run of really good ones, but don't expect any miracles today. And a bunch of Indianapolis 500 races were run on this day. We'll shed some light on OTD, courtesy of Superior Rents, out at 21st and Ridge, on this day in sports history on May 26th. Don't go anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.